Hey guys, welcome to the Kimchi Curry Podcast. We are Ali Hasnain
and Pascal.
All right. Thank you for mentioning my last name as well, Ali. So
you don't have, dude. You're like Prince, man. You only have one name.
Only one name.
Yeah.
Do you have a middle name, by the way?
Yeah, and ironically enough, it's Pascal.
Ali Pascal has name.
Yeah.
APH. That's a cool initials.
Also known as APF.
APF. APF. Nice.
Yeah.
Well, by the way, I think I've asked you this before, but your name is Ali. Your brother's name is Jafar, and you grew up in the 90s, right? So how was it in school when Aladdin came out? And then there's Prince Ali and Jafar is a villain. I'm sure that was mentioned a lot in school, right?
Yeah.
That's it?
Don't want to talk about it.
You know, oh, well, shit, wasn't that traumatizing?
It wasn't fun. Let's just put it that way. You know how kids are.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. What's your favorite Disney movie?
I think The Lion King was great. But let me see. Wait. My favorite. Oh, you know what I really liked? Zoomania. Zootopia.
Oh, yes. Zootopia. Yes. Yeah. Yes. That was really good.
I really, really liked that.
Super funny.
I really, really, really liked that. But maybe it's because it's the freshest in my mind, because I'm pretty sure that's the last one I saw. So I'm trying to think.
Really? Did you watch some Pixar movies?
I really like Despicable Me, but then people...
Oh, that's not Pixar.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Oh, damn. Who made that?
Imagination Studios. It's French.
Oh.
But in cooperation with, I think, Sony. I'm not sure right now.
Sony...
I think, okay. Or was it Warner Brothers or Universal? I'm not sure. Maybe it's Universal.
Okay.
I've no idea, but it's all right. Imagination. Or yeah, I think it's called Imagination.
Imagination. is that their logo? Is that their...
That was a great episode, by the way. Imagination Land in South Park.
That's where I guess.
That's where the song is from.
Yeah, exactly. Imagination. What's your favorite Disney movie?
Man, I have so many, dude. You know, I love... Oh, by the way, I always wanted to talk about Disneyland in a pod.
Disneyland.
So we can talk about that today.
Well, I've never been to Disneyland, so maybe you can do your own podcast and talk about Disneyland.
Wait, dude, I'm going to take you one day, dude. I'm going to make you fall in love with Disneyland.
Disneyland.
It's the best place on earth.
I like the way he says it.
Disneyland.
Disneyland.
Yeah. Dude, it's the best place ever.
Really?
Honestly, it's the best place ever.
Can you sing me a song about Disneyland?
Which one?
Like your own song.
Disneyland is the happiest place on earth.
You don't sound so happy.
Ali has never been there, but... You know when someone will fall in love immediately upon first sight? That's what's going to happen.
Is that like the interlude to the song? You know how like songs are like...
Disneyland,
it's the happiest place to be. Ali has never been, but he will one day.
It's Ali, like one of those R&B songs.
One day, you and me are going to Disneyland together. And that day will be the greatest day of our lives. Disneyland, it's the place to be.
Yeah, man. It will. It really feels like the R&B songs when they sing and then they have that short break when they talk to the audience, right?
Where they're like, let's get married. Hey, girl. I know that things have been rocky between us, but All I want you to know is that I want you at an altar to marry me. Let's get married.
Exactly. And then in between, I also want a rap, you know, by a featuring rapper.
But will it be like a slow rap, or will it be like...
No, like a very aggressive, very Disney, unlike Disney, doesn't fit into the Disney brand rap. That's what I want.
It'll be like, get your ass to Disneyland.
Disneyland, Disneyland. And I have some echo in the background. Disneyland, Disneyland. And
dude, then we need to make this song, like, man.
Disneyland's the shit. You know, all that kind of Disneyland. Rap. And it will be like this. And then there will be some classical music also, because a lot of Disney songs have classical music. And then there's going to be a remix of all the best soundtracks of all the Disney songs, movies in the past.
In one song.
And all in one song.
That's going to be the craziest song ever, dude.
And then I want what was that from the 80s? The We Are the World. I want that just with Disney characters.
Okay, so not with celebrities. So it will
be Mickey Mouse being, We Are the World. How does he say?
We Are the World.
We Are the World. And then, Donald Duck is back. And then Yoda would be singing. All the Marvel characters would be singing.
But those awesome, man. Like, do you consider those to be Disney characters?
Dude, they belong to the Disney family, dude.
They belong to the Disney brand, but are they Disney characters?
Yes, true, but they belong to the thing. And when you go to Disneyland, they advertise that a lot now. Now they really put emphasis on the Marvel characters and Star Wars characters.
That's because the Marvel characters kick ass, man. So yes, I do consider them part
of the Disney umbrella.
You know who else is part of the Disney umbrella now? X-Men.
Yeah.
The Simpsons? Really? Oh, yeah. They're Fox, right?
Fox, yeah.
Also,
dude,
X-Men.
I hope they make a series out of X-Men. I really hope that would be super
cool. I mean, I think they're going to make new movies. And I hope that they put them into the MCU, because it's going to be freaking amazing.
Yeah. Dude, okay. Which superhero in the X-Men universe, which superhero would you... which powers would you love to have?
Which power would I love to have? I think I would like... Oh, damn. I've never actually thought about that, which is weird because I'm a big fan of X-Men, but... I think I would like to. Oh yeah, I definitely like.
Jeez, just thinking forever. Jean Grey's, actually.
I would like to have telekinesis.
So where you can control the mind?
No, where you can control objects with your mind.
Oh.
I wouldn't want to think about. Really? I wouldn't want to step into someone else's brain.
Oh really? But that's an ultimate superpower.
Well, it depends. Can you control it or can you just read it?
I mean, Charles Xavier can do both, right?
He can, but he Professor hardly X. ever does because he's a responsible adult.
Right, obviously, yes.
And also, they've done some interesting stories where, like, he's taken it too far. And then things happen in his mind which cause, like, entities to grow. Like, imagine you have, like, a dark... Like, there's a Pascal inside you that's, like, a bit darker, a bit angrier, maybe a bit more violent. Yeah? Now, imagine you have the power to, like, control people or, you know?
I mean, dude, everyone has a dark side in them, right?
Exactly. And that's why...
That's what Jekyll and Hyde is about. That was a great book.
Right. And the messed up thing about Mr. Hyde was not that he was violent or whatever. The messed up thing was that he was stronger and you know.
Right. I was thinking about this a lot because, you know, I was told a lot growing up and even now that I'm very kind and nice. And I always thought, I read this one quote by Abraham Lincoln, and he said, if you really want to judge someone's characters, give them power.
Yeah.
And I thought that was so interesting because I always thought about myself like, oh, am I so friendly because I don't have power? So I was just thinking, you know, once I do have power, whatever area I might be in, will I still be friendly? That's the level of good person I want to be in, right? Where, does that make sense?
I understand that. And I think that it's...
And I will, I think, but I think that's what we should grade ourselves on, right? There are many people who are only friendly to get something out of someone, but you and I, we're not like... I mean, we talk about this a lot. It's basically Mr. Nice Guy is exactly that.
Well, that's the thing is that it's hard to also say whether sometimes niceness is just based on trying to appease people or based on the fact that because there's no power involved. But that's exactly right. Why I wouldn't want to have telepathic powers.
Okay, so what do you want then?
Telekinetic powers, so that I could jiggle your balls without actually jiggling them with my hand.
Well, I can't believe that's your go-to move. everyone else would say something else.
Or I could tickle you while you're in Berlin. I could tickle you, make you laugh. Or like if you were like, oh wait, oh let's take a break, I need to drink some water, I'd be like, hey, no worries, glass of water delivered to you via that's telekinesis. Nice,
that really shows, oh man, that shows you have great power but you have great responsibility, right?
Yeah man, it's like all about taking care of your friends and stuff, you know.
Yeah, thanks for juggling my balls, dude. Thank
someone's
so
like,
much.
Oh, my butthole's itching. Yeah, get right in there.
Oh,
there's God. No touch involved. There's no touch involved.
I mean, your mind touching just doing his asshole, though.
Well, yeah, but not through space, you know?
Yeah, but the intention is still this.
Yeah, but there's no touching.
Is it about the intent?
There's no touching, dude. Well, it's not gay if you don't touch it.
I mean, if you want to do that, that's fine too.
It's all about helping your homies out, dude. It's all about being a good bro.
Yeah, toilet paper wouldn't be such an issue then, right?
Yeah, I would just be basically doing all the washing for the whole population with my mind. I'd just be sitting there all day like washing 7 billion asses. You know, I'd be doing a public service, you know.
That would be nice, man. You'd win the Nobel Prize for Peace.
Exactly, man. And then,
that's what it's about.
Exactly. And then Abraham Lincoln would be like that guy. He had power and he did. He was a nice guy. He was a good guy. he wiped people's asses.
So telekinesis for everything?
What do you mean?
That's kind of unfair.
What do you mean?
Like Magneto, he had telekinetic powers, but only over metal.
Well, no, Magneto could... Magneto can manipulate metal. Or like he can manipulate magnetic objects. And telekinetic people can manipulate objects in general. In the sense that they can move them and things like that. But like Magneto could do crazy stuff. Like he could launch knives at people, you know, at like ridiculous speeds, or he could take traces of iron in people and pull them out and create little pebbles out of them. You can't do that with telekinesis, you know.
Right. Okay.
There's certain things he can do, and in the comics he does insane stuff. Like he sends out an electromagnetic pulse and shuts down the whole world. All electric stuff in the whole world he shuts down for like an hour because he sends like an electromagnetic pulse around the whole world.
He has power over electromagnetic stuff as well?
Well, what's the difference between magnetic and electromagnetic?
I think there's a difference, but I'm not sure. I was never good in physics.
Well, my brother used to read them and he never took issue with... And my brother's a physicist.
He's a PhD in physics, right? We should ask him.
Well, he never took issue with Magneto's powers, so I'm just going to assume that everything that Magneto did is within
By the way, your brother was the first... I have never met you before. I had met your brother first, because he gave me physics tutoring. That's how I first met the Hasanin family, dude.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I did, because yesterday you showed me old pictures of yours and damn, you were fat. No, I'm kidding. I obviously nothing against, I'm fat myself.
Yeah, but I wasn't be, so like the time nothing. When you met my brother, I wasn't, that was not the time that those pictures were made, so.
Okay, so how were you back then?
I was,
do you
like
think we would
this
have been friends?
No, I don't think so. We didn't have anything in common. I don't think we would have, we definitely wouldn't have been enemies. But like I wouldn't have offered to like wipe your butthole with my telekinetic powers. Like that, we wouldn't have had that level of friendship.
It was, yeah.
What power would you like to have?
I always wanted to be able to teleport. That was my dream. Because I remember when I was about to say
that I would like that power too, but then I settled on telekinesis. But anyways.
I was in Tokyo when I was a kid, and then we moved back to Austria, and I had a really tough time fitting in, and I really didn't like it at first. And I really, really missed Japan. So just, you know, my family there was there. My friends were there. So I really missed it. And the food was amazing, obviously. So I really missed it. And I thought, oh, how great would it be if I could just teleport back, right? Back and forth, back and forth. So ever since I'm a kid, I always wanted to teleport. But afterwards, I watched Heroes, which is basically a X-Men ripoff. Still good, but ripoff. And there, I loved Heroes.
Hiro Nakamura, you are peeling.
Hiro Nakamura. Yatta! Right? He always says that.
Yeah. You know, he's actually Korean?
No, he's Japanese.
Is he? Okay, my bad. And then?
Yeah, Masioka. But he used to work for ILM, Industrial Lights and Magic.
Yeah, exactly. Anyways, he used to be like...
Really
yeah.
smart guy. And he can control time, right? And I think that's actually the best power. Because then even if you can't teleport, you can just stop time and then you can just travel all the way there, like walk or whatever if you like. Or if you have an exam, you could just stop the time and then study for the exam. And you're not losing any time whatsoever. So I think that would be the best power, stopping time. And you're invincible, basically. Like, who's going to do anything against you?
Well, Hiro Nakamura wasn't invincible.
True, because he couldn't, I think, completely control his time-stopping, time-traveling power. Was a bit random.
Yeah, I loved how he was like a samurai in the future. Anyways, we shouldn't talk about
past.
This.
In the past.
No, in the future.
Yeah. In the past.
No, in the future.
Okay.
He was like a ninja.
After season two. Yeah, but in the past.
What are you talking about? He would.
Oh, by the way, talking of ninja and samurai, dude, I freaking love Last Samurai. Have you seen that movie? Obviously, you have.
Yeah.
I thought it was so good, and Ken Watanabe is so cool in that movie, isn't he?
It was his like first Hollywood big breakthrough, huh?
And he was so cool, and I think that's what Christopher Nolan also cast him in all his movies, right?
Yeah, I guess it's hard because it's not his first language and he probably learned it very late. But like, it's really hard to understand his English. And I wish...
You think?
Yeah. Like, I don't think anyone would disagree. But I think that sometimes people are afraid to say it because he is a freaking good actor. But like,
man,
it's really hard. It's really hard to understand his English. Like, super hard.
Is it though? I don't know. I think his accent is pretty awesome. And he's so... He's such a cool guy.
Yeah. So anyways, so you would like to teleport, but you didn't do anything to help people with your teleportation. So I guess LinkedIn was right about you. All you would do is teleport around, stop time, take exams, get A's.
Yeah. Wow. I can't believe I want a superpower so I can.
Why don't you stop? Why don't you like? What about if like someone is really stressed out and you stop time and give them a massage and then you start time and then they're like, wow, I feel so relaxed. And you just smile because you know that you were the one, but you don't, you know, why don't you do something for someone else?
Yeah, I would. I would.
Or maybe
I
someone
wipe their ass, though,
maybe but... someone is like they're not doing well in the exam and because they're having problems at home. And then you stop time and you fill out all the answers for them. and then you start time again.
Uh-huh.
Or what about if someone's sitting on the potty and they have a meeting in 5 minutes and they're running late?
So I just give them extra time to poop?
You give them extra time to poop.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, if I had all the time in the world, I'd definitely, I think, go to impoverished areas and, I don't know, help them grow food and stuff.
You know what? The power that I originally wanted, like when I was really young?
What?
I wanted the power to be immortal just so I could observe history as it unfolds. Oh,
in the future?
Yeah, just like watch what happens and like just watch stuff happen for like 1,000 years or 10,000 years.
It's like, that would be so interesting, man.
Yeah, like the most interesting for me was all these movies, like, you know, around the world in
80 days.
No, that's not the movie. It's called...
Are you thinking of Around the World in 80 Babes? That was a show on Playboy TV. I remember that was always running when I was a kid. Wow, you always make it so awkward after I say something weird, man. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Like, I'm going on a limb here, sharing something so vulnerable. I've never watched it, by the way. I only always saw the title, but... Yeah, thank you for making this super awkward.
Is that what you... Would you like your superpower to be that you have the whole video collection of Around the World in 80 Babes? Or you could stop time and watch every single episode?
No, man. As you know, I don't watch porn anymore.
Okay, let me just Google this. You. Hold up one sec. I'm just going to Google this movie because I really want to talk about it.
Time Machine?
Time Machine, yeah.
Oh, yeah. By H.G. Wells, right?
Well, I don't know. I've never read the book. Is the book good?
I've not read the book either, so... But if anyone's looking for a time travel story, there's an amazing book called Replay by Ken Grimwood. Ken Grimwood. Amazing book, amazing story. And apparently, that book was a bestseller. It didn't do so well in the U.S., but apparently it got really big in Japan. And then some like manga artists, they loved that story and made a manga out of it. And that eventually turned into Edge of Tomorrow, the Tom Cruise movie.
I freaking love Edge of Tomorrow.
Dude, amazing, right? And this whole book, it's about someone who relives like his life again. And that's how the book starts, so it's not, I'm not spoiling anything.
Yeah.
But
The Time Machine, I really liked the fact that he would, I'm going to spoil a bit of it, not the whole thing, but basically it came out in 2002. So, you know,
is it good though? It looked like shit.
It was a piece of shit. So let me just put that out there. It's not worth watching. And it was a pile of shit, but it had certain parts of it that were really interesting and really amazing. And one thing that really spoke to me because it was super interesting to me is that he goes very far into the future. So basically, he creates a time machine to stop something from happening, and he can't stop it. Every time he stops it, it happens anyways. Then in despair, he takes the time machine and he just goes as far into the future as he can. And it was super interesting to see what happens with humanity when you go 10,000 or 20,000 years into the future.
They're not human anymore, right?
Well, in the movie, certain things happen. Like certain parts of humanity move into the caves, like underground. And then their brains develop to a point where they can control the humans who stayed above ground. And the above ground humans lost a lot of their... like intelligence and things. So there was just some really interesting concepts, which I think would be really interesting in real life to be able to experience. And one thing I really, really wanted to do is go back in time and like see what Jesus was all about, you know?
Right. Yeah. Same here.
Get to see the real Jesus. You know, what was he up to? Was he smoking that reefer? Was he like, a freaking Lenin style revolutionary, like chilling and writing and talking to people and whatever, or was he just like one of those guys who was like, hey dude, what's up? Nah, man, we want freedom. Or was he like William Wallace style, you know? We want our freedom. You know, that would be interesting. And also to see what Muhammad was up to and stuff, you know, because there was so much interesting political, social kind of stuff going on around those times. And, you know.
For sure. I mean, all these historic characters will be interesting to see and meet. I mean, Julius Caesar. And I don't think we're going to survive another 10,000 years, to be honest.
Yeah, but even that would be interesting to see, then to see what happens after that, you know.
You know what I always wanted to go back in time just to observe one thing. You know what it is?
First time you took a dump?
No.
Okay, what is it?
How hot
was Cleopatra
Helena of Greece?
Oh.
No, Helena of Greece. Because Greece and Troy fought over one woman just because she was the hottest woman, apparently, right? According to the myth. Isn't that the most stupid thing ever? Obviously,
I don't think they fought over her because she was the hottest woman, dude.
Yeah, man.
No, they didn't.
She was the prettiest, most beautiful. They did.
They fought over her because she was a hot freaking...
Yeah, so they fought a fight over Helena, right? And what they did was because, obviously, she left Menelaus, I think was his name, Agamemnon's brother. She left him for Paris, Prince of Troy. But they fought over, officially at least, because she was the hottest woman out there. And I thought that was the most stupid. Even as a kid, I thought that was so stupid.
Yeah, but dude, you know what
probably... I just want to see how...
Well, what happened was that the freaking guy stole the dude's wife while they were feasting. Yeah. And then he bounced with the dude's wife, even though the guy invited him into his home. And was like, yo, eat my food. And then the guy bounced with his freaking wife. And then they were like, well, give me my freaking wife back. And then they had a war. And then every time the story was told of the war and the battle and why it was fought, of course, the first question that people would ask is like, well, how hot was the wife? You know, because and then every time the story was told, it was like, dude, she was freaking beautiful. Like, and then until it turned to she was the most beautiful woman, because that's how Chinese whispers work. And it's, you know, it makes the story better.
I mean,
and don't let the truth,
I guess so.
Don't let the truth get in the way of a good story. She was the hottest woman in the world, and there will never be a woman as hot as her.
Be anyone as hot. Okay. Dude, also, I joke about this on stage. I'm still working on the bit, but I have this. I don't think you've heard it because it's quite new. I was watching Back to the Future, talking of time travel, and there's this one scene where Marty, the teenager, goes back in time and he meets the Doc, the professor, for the first time in the past. And he's like, Doc, I have to go back in time to 1985 because I have a life there. I even have a girlfriend. And the Doc is like, is she pretty? And Marty's like, yeah, she's amazing. She's beautiful. And I was just thinking, that's the weirdest question to ask someone, you know? Like, what if Marty would have just said, no, she's not so pretty? Would the Doc would have been like, oh, yeah, then stay here with me in 1955. Like, it makes no sense. And it really shows that the movie was made in the 80s, that the looks really matter that much.
I guess he would have always helped him, but I think he was extra motivated to help him because of the fact that...
He's a nerd?
No, because he was like, yo, I need to help this guy get back to his girlfriend. But it's like, whoa, she's hot? Dude, I really need to help this guy get back to his girlfriend, yo.
I thought maybe because a Doc himself, he never got laid in high school, right? Because he was the nerd. So maybe even that's why. I was working on a bit how, why is this guy who's so nerdy and probably did not get laid or had a girlfriend, why does he care so much about looks when he probably in his teens was complaining that girls don't like him because of lack of his looks?
Well, you're doing a lot of like... assuming
hypotheticals here.
Yeah, hypotheticals. Yeah. Who knows? Maybe Doc was like a big player. You know. Maybe he had a steady girlfriend.
He had awesome hair.
14 to...
I don't know, because in the third movie you see that he doesn't, I think he's really bad with girls.
Yeah, but maybe he had a steady girlfriend through high school and then afterwards, you know,
she broke his heart and then,
well, he just fell in love with science and didn't date.
Do you think that's why he wanted to prove his worth, and that's why he's like, I'm gonna show you how valuable I am, and then that's why he invented time travel just to show her again?
I think that 90% of things that men have invented in the past were because they wanted to impress a woman or get back at a woman who left them. So yeah, I think so. I think there's a good chance that...
I guess so. All right, we should wrap this up. So yeah, anything else we want to say, Ali?
Yeah, man, I'm looking forward to that Disneyland trip that we're going
to
take.
Dude, I didn't even get to talk about Disneyland. We have to do that in a different episode, man. I freaking love Disneyland.
In the middle,
you
said, oh, we should talk about Disneyland in a different episode. And now you're screaming about it again.
All right, let's talk about the next episode then. All right.
It's just going to be you talking about Disneyland because I've never been there. But anyways, we'll make our song as well. Our Disneyland song with the hip hop and the guy. Hey, girl. I need to get my voice deep. Hey, girl. I know we've had our ups and downs. Anyways, sign us off, buddy.
All right. Well, we're going to wrap it up. Thank you so much, guys, for listening. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook, please. And yes, keep listening to the podcast. And if you have any feedback, Ali and I would really highly appreciate it. And I mean, how would they give us feedback?
On our Instagram?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. And I think we're going to set up an email too, so that we can read some fan mail as soon as we have some.
Yeah, man. If you're one of those 22 people listening to our podcast,
yes,
send us some questions.
Please reach out.
Like,
And we know exactly who you are.
Yeah.
And yeah.
And you'll definitely be getting good answers. Like, yes, I will be using my powers to keep everyone's butthole clean. So, anyways.
All right. Thank you so much, guys. And see you next time.
Peace.